Got it, Rex.
Hey, mate, I was after a bit of advice.
Yeah, go for
I've got a 2004 non-turbo Liberty.
Yep.
And we put, like, an intake on it out of, like, stainless intake. And it was all good for about an hour, half an hour, and then it started losing power and misfiring.
Yep.
So we put the original intake back on it and tried disconnecting the battery, leaving it overnight to see if I'd reset it. But it doesn't seem to have helped. So everything's back to original. And I was just wondering if you could give me some advice on how I could go about resetting the ECU.
Do you have a OBD reader?
I do. I've plugged it in and it hasn't thrown up any codes.
Yeah, so just press erase codes on it anyway. That'll reset the ECU.
All right.
Yeah, so if you erase the codes, even if there's no codes, it just resets the ECU.
Okay, I'll give that a go.
Just make sure you've got everything connected properly and the airflow meter is actually plugged in.
Yeah, well, it's an intake to air temperature sensor and a map sensor, so it hasn't actually got a map.
So there's no map sensor in the intake at all?
No. Just runs off intake air temperature and manifold absolute pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't throw an engine light then?
No, there's no codes or anything.
It shouldn't misfire either from the intake. Because the intake...
Yeah, I thought the intake would be fine working with that. So, not sure at all.
Right. You said it was an 04 Liberty?
04 non-turbo.
Right. Could have sworn those had an airflow meter.
Yeah, some of them do. This one doesn't, though. It's kind of weird.
There's no wiring for it or anything?
No. It's factory, though.
Right. Okay. If it doesn't have one, then the intake won't make any difference to it.
Could it just be like spark plugs if it's... Cause it
could be, you didn't happen to drop something into the manifold, did you?
Definitely not.
No?
No. I was real careful about that.
Yeah. Couldn't really tell you without seeing the car otherwise. It's a little bit of a weird one.
Because it only misfires under high load. Could that be spark plugs? Could it just need a new set?
Yeah, it could. Does it have spark plug leads or is it callback?
Leads.
Leads? That, or if you've knocked one of the leads off a little bit, or, you know, broken the callback while you were working on it by accident, like lent on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it could need spark plug leads and a cooler pack. Just make sure it's all connected properly and then sort of go from there.
Alrighty. Thank you.
All good. Easy.